T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a Marks and Reese on a Monday. Wait, yesterday was Selection Sunday. What's today? This is Monday. Marks and Reese, John Marks, Ike Reese. Today, hello, Isaiah.
What up, Johnny Marks? Today is Overreaction Monday, right?
Is that what it is? Today's Mental Monday for me. Mentally, I'm just I'm all over the place today. You know what that means for you? A fun show or not a fun show? I'm not sure yet.
Oh, that means a fun show.
All right.
Love that.
That's what I'm talking about. So yes. By the way, just let me say this from the start. We're going to try this again today. What time is the interview scheduled for, Ben? 3:30?
Yes.
DeSean Jackson scheduled to join us at 3:30 today, Ike.
All right.
And the key word being scheduled to join us. All right? Well, you know, and he had some, there was some, on Friday he was supposed to come on, and there was, his business manager said, I'm sorry, there was a mix-up. And so he's going to join us at 3:30 today, so we look forward to talking to DeSean about everything with the Eagles and him coming back to Philly.
Mm-hmm.
So
got a chance to ring the bell Friday.
I saw that.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, good weekend for the 76ers.
How about that?
Big game yesterday. So here's me yesterday, right? In addition to like doing everything else that I normally do on a Sunday with the kids and everything else, I actually got a chance to sit down for a little bit. It was a good viewing day on TV, right?
It was.
NCAAs, Philly spring training.
Yeah, the Players' Championship.
That was not a part of my viewing, but you are a true sportsman. You really are.
Hey, man.
You really are.
Coming down that back nine, it was like 20 people in contention.
yeah, I mean, I did see Jim Furyk was second, I guess.
Yeah,
I guess
what's wrong with that, man? Roy won.
Yeah, so like it's one of these, like, yeah, man, I'm really enjoying it. And then, you know, I start reading some articles, and it's like, oh, well, the Eagles have all this salary cap space and $28.72 million, which really is bogus because the Darby contract's not taken out of that. And then, really, what do they have, Ben? We figure out, like $10, $11 million?
Yeah, it's a little over 10. It's like 11 or 12.
So they do have salary cap space, but it was being portrayed that Eagles have $28 million with salary cap space, which they really don't. Anyway, but
we trust Ben and his cap numbers?
Well, I texted Elliot, and I also looked at some other things.
Did
to
you
where
text Howie?
No, I didn't. I don't have his number. Okay. Well, you text him.
I can't trust anybody's numbers but Howie's.
You text him.
I don't know what they have under the cap.
Anyway, I guess the long-winded where I'm trying to circle around to is Sixers were really – it was an exciting weekend for Sixers, man.
That was a hell of a game.
That was a hell of a game yesterday. Man. The Phillies, even though Bryce Harper can't get a hit
– at least he played yesterday.
He played.
I thought he was done for spring training.
I love the St. Patty's uniforms. I had friends that were down at the game that were reporting it was nuts. They were hanging from.
Oh, I'm sure, the tiki bar.
Oh, my God, man. It was 11,000 and some odd in that little stadium.
Yeah.
And then you had NCAA, and not a big Selection Sunday where I watch it in great anticipation.
Right.
But there were good games and everything else. And then you think about the Eagles, and I mean, I guess my reaction is, what's going on this offseason so far? Like I said this to you before, and I believe it. I feel like Howie's caught in between trying to win a Super Bowl and trying to retool and do some other things, right? And I'm not satisfied with this offseason so far. I'm just not. I'm not sure what Eagles fans think, but I look at this offseason, I like the DeSean move. Malik Jackson, I'm not really a big fan of. What am I missing? What else have they
resigned Brandon?
Brandon was okay. I mean, I love Brandon. Everybody loves Brandon. But yeah. I mean, is this really a better football team?
So you're saying you're underwhelmed by the Eagles so far this offseason, is what you're saying.
Yes.
You don't get the warm, fuzzy feeling that you sort of anticipated having.
The satisfaction itch is not being itched.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I can't necessarily say I disagree with you, although I'm excited they brought DeSean back.
Yeah.
I think Malik Jackson will prove to be a good signing lined up next to Fletcher Cox. Obviously, bringing Brandon back, that's a big deal, getting him back. And then when you look at everything else that, that they've sort of done, even Ron Darby re-signing him.
People, oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, people have mixed feelings about them like re-signing that. Ron Darby. I'm okay with it just because, you know what? We don't have anybody else that I can necessarily say I got full confidence in. So don't know if I would have gave him $8 million, but maybe that's what they had to do to get him to come back on here on a one-year deal. So that being said, as I take a deep breath, see, this is exactly why when I said my sort of expectation for this team next year is not the Super Bowl. It's not. It's not. Winning a division, that will always be an expectation. But I just don't see where the team is significantly better than it was a year ago, other than the fact you're going to have a healthy Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, Deshaun, the deep threat there.
It'll help.
Yep, I certainly believe that. They'll address the running back situation eventually.
Maybe.
You know, even with that, I think with Carson returning, it's still a playoff team. But that's what I believe. That's what I believe the ceiling is. But I don't feel Super Bowl.
But that's what's disappointing to me is I agree with you. This is the playoff team.
You want them to sort of be, get a Super Bowl.
Go get a make your offense better. Yeah. Get Tevin Coleman. Get Mark Ingram.
You almost said Tevin Campbell.
I thought I had to think about it for a second. Sometimes I forget which one's which, right? Because of you.
Me too.
No, but like, I don't know what he's doing because it seems like he's in between. That he's saying, well, we want to compete for a playoff spot, but I'm not doing everything to do that, at least on the surface, right? So far this offseason, I'm not satisfied with what the Eagles have done so far this offseason. I do not love the Malik Jackson signing, and I get it. It's a defensive tackle. That's never a sexy signing, but it's just kind of like it's a lot of money to a guy that really its production has kind of went downhill. Howie's caught in between, and I am underwhelmed with the 76ers or with the Eagles right now.
Well, and when you look at it, you brought up the 76ers, where they are, what they did yesterday, sort of what we anticipate they're going to do next month when the playoffs begin. I think yesterday's win went a long way to making people excited about the Sixers again. You know, we were looking at one and done, right? First round, they're going to be out after the first round.
Oh, yeah.
And you beat a team like Milwaukee and the way that they did. Giannis has a performance like he did yesterday. Brett Brown isn't as bad of a coach as some people like to make him out to be. Boston Wednesday. Big fella's not going
to
play
exactly.
Tonight.
Talk to me on Thursday.
Yep. They play Charlotte tonight. Big fella's not going to play tonight. They got to get that done without him. They play Boston Wednesday. And then the Phillies getting Bryce Harper in here. I mean, listen, we're still on cloud nine about that.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Eagles could have done anything to surpass what the Phillies did.
No, they couldn't have.
I mean, if they had brought Le'Veon Bell in here, I think it would have been close.
But he could have made his team better, and outside of Deshaun, I don't see that right now.
Right.
888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 888-729-9494. Is it fair to say that, or do you agree, that the satisfaction with the Eagles offseason so far isn't there? And I don't expect anything else. They'll sign a running back, I hope. I don't know what running back, but I mean, I don't see any other big moves on the horizon. I don't think there's going to be a trade. You're going to get a player in the first round at the back end of the first round. I don't know how much of an immediate impact you're going to expect out of that guy. I'm underwhelmed right now with the Eagles offseason. 888-729-9494. Does anybody else agree with that or feel like that?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.